Corporate term, toxic white knight syndrome. Definition: toxic white knight syndrome is a behavioral pattern in which an individual becomes so enamored with riding to the rescue of a situation that their intervention ultimately creates friction, resentment, and inefficiency. Rather than enabling progress, the self-appointed savior can intensify conflict, undermine those already doing the work, and obstruct practical solutions. Explanation: this is a more personal definition than what I might usually offer, but it reflects a recurring dynamic in many professional environments. Much of my own work comes through recommendation. When I have previously helped fix things, people have passed my name on, and I am then brought in to help resolve a new problem. However, one crucial principle is to avoid presenting yourself as a white knight. Doing so risks alienating the people already embedded in the situation, often working tirelessly and under significant pressure. In practice, a white knight is rarely helpful. You should be judged on results, not heroics. When entering a struggling environment, your role is not to posture as a rescuer but to act as someone who takes the blame and gives a bit of breathing space so that other people can get the work done. In many cases, when I am asked to fix a failing area, the real issue is not a lack of effort or competence. There are almost always capable people on site who are already working their guts out. The difficulty is that they are so occupied with resolving operational challenges that they have little time to communicate progress, constraints, or delays to stakeholders. More often than not, the root cause is a breakdown in communication. The solution, therefore, is not dramatic intervention. It is to surface and clarify existing efforts, highlight measurable progress, support the removal of bottlenecks, and ensure that stakeholders understand what is being done and why. Quiet admin achieves far more than theatrical rescue. Departments can also suffer from a collective form of white knight syndrome. This is particularly common in audit, compliance, or oversight functions, especially where performance is measured by identifying faults. When recognition and advancement are linked to exposing failures, a culture can develop in which individuals seek out errors in order to claim victory. The "I found the problem, therefore, I fixed it" narrative, often delivered through an impressive presentation, can be rewarded even when it breeds resentment and discourages collaboration. Such cycles produce little more than defensiveness and internal competition. Everyone wants to be seen as the savior. Few want to do the unglamorous work that sustains long-term improvement. Breaking this pattern requires a calm, steady, process-driven action plan far more than reactive heroics. Listen carefully to both stakeholders and the people doing the work. Acknowledge their concerns and find solutions. Document actions and convert effort into clear deliverables. Strip away the drama and make progress visible. Ultimately, toxic white knight syndrome thrives on attention and recognition. It fades in environments where steady results, collective effort, and transparent communication are valued above individual grandstanding. Disclaimer: as always, these posts are not aimed at any one client or employer and are just my personal observations over a lifetime of dealing with both management and frontline associates.